This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On Ukraine's Independence Day, Joe Biden, the press, says he's canceling up to $20,000 in student loan debt if you qualify. And Vanessa Bryant with something to celebrate on the saddest day of her life. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Let's start with Kobe Bryant's widow. A jury just awarded late in the day Vanessa Bryant, $31 million in the lawsuit over Bryant's crash photos. This is so significant. I can't emphasize this enough. And the reason why is because what happened when Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna went down in a helicopter crash was that photos popped up all over the place, and they were being shared, and it was of this wreckage. It was their mangled bodies, right? That was all part of it, even though maybe some of that wasn't visible enough to people. What happened was people learned about his death, including Vanessa, while all that stuff was unfolding and being shown on television and all over Los Angeles and popped up the graphic images all over the place. In fact, the governor of California signed an invasion of privacy bill afterwards called the Kobe Bryant Act, making it illegal for first responders to share photos of a dead person at a crime scene for any purpose other than an official law enforcement purpose, and said that the misdemeanor crime was punishable by $1,000 per violation. So she decided to, not that money was something that she needed, it was more about the point. She decided that she was going to go after LA County, among others, because the sheriff and fire departments were also wrapped into that too. And the federal jury found that both of those departments lacked proper policies and training, which caused the violation of the rights. And, you know, the county attorney who led outside counsel for LA County, so the opposition to this, in her statement, she talked about that, saying, what are the next steps with the client? And we still hope that the Bryant family heals from the tragic loss. And the National Transportation Safety Board, of course, determined that the helicopter pilot pushed the limits of bad weather, flying, you know, where when he shouldn't have, and crashed into a hillside in Calabasas, California. And that's when those photos popped up, those first responders, you know, coming in. So the distress, she said, because of that being shown, the dozens of photos. I mean, listen, jurors listened to 11 days of graphic testimony. Witnesses during the trial included a deputy who said he showed the graphic images from the scene at a bar, all over the bar. Another deputy said he shared photos while he was playing a video game. A deputy sent dozens of photos to someone he didn't know, and a fire official showed the images to other people during an awards ceremony at a cocktail cocktail party. So some of the photos that maybe you and I didn't see were being shared all over the place. So the deliberations didn't take long because they started Wednesday. And it's interesting because the attorney for Los Angeles County, who I already mentioned, argued that the trial is a picture case with no pictures, saying that the gruesome photos of human remains really were never actually seen by the public or even the plaintiffs. No pictures is good. No pictures.
Yeah, so that's the story about Vanessa Bryant and the jury award. It's interesting. There's some new news on that, as I was talking about that the other day. That $16 million judgment that was won last week is now slashed to $1 million due to an error report. So Bryant was awarded, you know, that the, it's weird because that that verdict came in, and like I was saying there when I was talking about it as it happened, it is something that I think is going to be a little bit precedent setting. But the $16 million award over that grisly crash site photo of her late husband is going to be reduced by $1 million. And so you think, well, what happened there? The 9-person jury awarded $16 million and $60 million in that case. It was the juror's intent that both plaintiffs, because remember there was another plaintiff in this, it wasn't just Vanessa Bryant, it was Christopher Chester, were going to be awarded equally. So they're just, all it is they're subtracting $1 million from what was initially said. You know, it was initially, they were initially saying $16 million, now it's just $15 million, and apparently it's not a problem, right? So immediately after that happens, her lawyer said that they felt that it's fine. It's a just result for both to get the same amount of money, so it's not a problem. It's just an error in the verdict form that mistakenly had thrown the $1 million extra, you know, into the number that that she was rewarded. It's always something, right? The big story, I think, at least one of the things that everybody's talking about today, however, is Mikhail Gorbachev's death. And the fact that the former USSR president, you think about history and you think about his place in history and the relationship of the Soviet Union at the time with Gorbachev and the United States and others. He's dead at the age of 91. And, you know, there were rumors that Gorbachev was upset with the current state of Russia. And he felt like his life's work had been ruined. This is what a close friend of his said a month before his death, that he was really upset with what was going on with Putin. But regardless, just Gorbachev, the man himself, who was the last president of the Soviet Union before it collapsed, he helped end the Cold War. He helped that new age of a friendlier, warmer relationship between Moscow and the West. It was a big, big turning point, obviously, in history at the time. And over the years, I don't think it's a surprise that he wasn't a big fan of Putin's, because he criticized and praised him. You know, the Washington Post had many, many quotes about that over the years, that they even reported that Gorbachev commended Putin for helping to strengthen Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but worried about his limitations on a free press. See that? It does make a difference. I say that all the time. Even if you hate the press, at least we live in a country where it is free. All right, long way to go. Coming up this hour, the mailbag, among the other things that we're going to hit, including fair or foul. Hang with us.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The USA, some of the things that pinged on my radar that I think you would find fascinating, not necessarily fabulous, there's the big hint, is this story really made me think how vulnerable, not that I didn't know that and I haven't heard stories like this, and you may have stories that you know about people that are in senior citizens' homes and terrible things happen. There was somebody living in a San Francisco Bay Area senior citizen's home that was mistakenly, ready for this, served dishwashing liquid as a drinking juice. And this woman, she had dementia. She died. So this is a place about 20 miles south of San Francisco, according to everything that I've looked at. She wasn't the only one. There were two others that were taken to the hospital. They were served the drink on Saturday morning, and she died. And of course, they call the family and tell them that she's dead. Then, when they investigate a little bit further, that's what they find out, that in fact, she got to the hospital and she had blistering all over her mouth and throat and esophagus, and it was the substance that they found. And wow, what a horrific thing. So they suspended employees that were involved. They're looking into it. They're cooperating. There's not a lot of details on this, but as you can imagine, the family is beyond furious and mystified, already dealing with the sad case of their loved one having dementia and the things that you deal with when somebody's in a facility. But it really makes you think. I had a friend whose mother did not have dementia, was pretty good, except for, you know, she was older and had to be taken care of, and everybody couldn't do it any longer. And she was in a place where they were paying a pretty penny. And they found, because cameras caught it, she kept saying that somebody was taking things, and they were all telling her, oh, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. And sure enough, they catch on camera that, yes, in fact, someone was going through, rifling through her stuff and pulling things out of drawers. So, and this was happening, I guess, not just to her, to some other people. Hey, you just don't know. I mean, there are probably wonderful facilities with great employees, but you are so vulnerable when you're at that age, when the choice is you're in some sort of a residence like that, and who's advocating for you, and who knows what's happening. So you can imagine how anxious that place is over what happened, and then also obviously the other families too, because two other people were also taken to the hospital. Just now, wow, just a crazy, crazy thing. Because I talk so much about Artemis, I feel compelled to give you the payoff to what I now heard is the target for the launch date for Artemis. I mean, after all, your tax dollars are at work here, billions of them. NASA is now saying it's this weekend for the next attempt at a landing on the moon. I had to be scrubbed because of technical issues the other day. So now they're prepping for an afternoon launch and liftoff at the space launch system of this rocket and the Orion capsule. And it's they always have these two-hour windows, so that two-hour window starts at 2:17 Eastern on Saturday. It's this massive space launch system rocket is going to become the most powerful when it ultimately takes flight. And it's going to be the first flight in the Artemis project, which will put astronauts ultimately back on the moon for the first time since the Apollo program ended. Think about this, 50 years ago. 50 years ago. Now, the timeline for actually returning to the moon is sometime after 2025. The first test mission involves a round trip that's going to take 42 days. So, scrubbed on Monday because of the issues. But now it's supposed to go up on Saturday. You can bet, because in many, many places in Florida, you can see these launches, including where I live. I will be checking it out for you. I will be looking into the sky to see if I can see the trails, if I can see anything. Closer here on Earth, if that thing does launch, there are problems in Mississippi. A pump failure leaves 150,000 people without safe drinking water, something we all question that, right? So it's unsafe it for drinking, brushing, you know, anything. I guess excessive rainfall which has hit Jackson and central Mississippi throughout August, and the flooding of the Pearl River caused the pumps to fail at a Jackson plant. So they announced a state of emergency and warned people late Monday not to drink the water. But what is really scary, too, is another part of this. They can't produce enough water to fight fires or to flush toilets to meet any other critical needs that you can think that you need water for. So low water pressure left people even, they couldn't take showers, any of that kind of stuff. And the firefighting thing is obviously huge. So people that did have some water flowing have to boil it to kill the bacteria that would make them sick. And think about the trickle-down effect, so to speak. The schools had classes online on Tuesday and moving forward. Restaurants closed. There's the university there. They had temporary restrooms for students. The Jackson State football coach is Deion Sanders. Yes, that Deion Sanders. He said the water crisis left his players without air conditioning or ice at their practice facility. So they're distributing drinking and non-drinking water for the people in the city and the surrounding areas. And the bloated Pearl River's water levels continue to drop on Tuesday after cresting just below the major flood stage of 36 feet. So this water system, I guess, has had lots of issues, but this is the worst that they've seen it. You know, like many other cities, their water system problems, they can't afford to fix it because its tax base has gotten smaller and smaller over the past couple of decades because their population is a small area. It's a pretty town. I went through it in driving from Texas to Florida. They can't afford to fix the problems, like I said, because they don't have the tax dollars. It's mostly that people have left. Lots of people have left. The city population has dwindled and changed. So the Mississippi National Guard responded to this. They're trying to figure out what they can do to help the people there. FEMA is working with Mississippi and trying to figure out the dilemma in the city of Jackson and their water treatment facilities. But what an awful thing. You know, you wake up, boom, it's like a switch has been flipped. And some people, like we said, can't even get even a trickle of water. So they are distributing. The National Guard is going to start distributing water in the next couple of days. They're working out all the logistics on that. But the no water pressure thing, they think is going to be around at least till the end of the week. So, wow. And this is part of that whole Pearl Lake thing that I described, and what they're trying to do there, trying to figure out what they can do with this 1,500 acre lake, and they're talking about adding on to that so that more water would go downstream and lower the flood risk. That's one of the solutions anyway. So the Corps, you know, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they're reviewing this lake and trying to figure out what they can do to alleviate the problems that they're having there. But what a tough time for the people that are living in a place, by the way, where I know you're listening to us. I got a couple of emails, and hang in there because the help is on the way. But what a dilemma, what a puzzle to try to unravel all of that and figure out, okay, we got to put the Band-Aid, an even bigger Band-Aid on this. Don't drink the water. It's just not safe. And then look at all the ripple effects, how it trickles down to so many other areas of people's lives, including all the schools that will most likely be online through the end of the week. All right, coming up next, a story that is really almost unbelievable.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for his Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8th midterm elections. The two-day national poll from Reuters found that 38% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance. While Biden's approval rating hit 41% last week, it's been mostly below 40% since mid-June. Many political insiders have speculated that Democrats run the risk of losing control in Congress this fall. Indiana abortion clinic operators filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to block the state's ban on abortions before it takes effect in 2 weeks. The lawsuit claims the ban strips away fundamental rights and violates the state constitution. The legislature approved the tighter abortion restrictions earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News. An FBI agent is out, and it's raising more questions than answers.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will host fundraisers for some Trump-endorsed Senate candidates in battleground states despite tensions with the former president himself. The Kentucky Republican will host fundraisers for GOP Senate hopefuls Mehmet Oz, Herschel Walker, and Ted Budd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to me, this is Kate Delaney, by the way, thanks for joining us, whether it's a suburb, a huge city, a small little rural area, you probably have seen emotional distress, you know, support animals. I won't say distress, emotional support animals, that's really what they're called. And a lot of times you're looking at dogs, you're seeing the vests on. Golden retrievers are brought in many, many times to help people who are stressed or in a stressful situation. Or it's wonderful, they have these programs where they take the dogs to hospitals to visit older people who have fatal diseases, that kind of thing. But even just people who are walking around with these emotional support animals. And every once in a while you hear someone scoff at some animal that seems unlikely to be an emotional support animal. But a gator? That's a real mic drop, isn't it? Imagine you're walking down the streets of Philadelphia, for example, and you see somebody walking a gator, and it's the real deal. I mean, they're walking a gator right through the fountain. I think this kind of freaks people out. This was a gator named Wally that got a lot of attention the last couple of days. The owner is a longtime reptile rescuer, has worked with gators for 30 years, and his name is Joy Haney. And he posted a lot of pictures and videos of the what they're calling the affable alligator on a leash, greeting people and wandering through the water sprayed by the fountain. He is an emotional support animal of a Philadelphia man who runs several social media accounts documenting his relationship with Wally the gator. Apparently, he There's an overabundance of gators. We know that in Florida. In fact, they're called nuisance alligators, where they're usually euthanized or transferred into captivity. So he was removed from a lagoon in Florida. His friend at the time brought the baby gator, you know, up to Pennsylvania. It was just 20 inches long and about a year old. And then it's so odd. He just developed this relationship with the gator in, you know, decades and decades. And he says, I like what the guy says. He says, he doesn't, this is gator, this is emotional support. He doesn't show anger. He doesn't show aggression. He hasn't since the day he was caught. We could never understand why. He's just lovable. He sleeps with me. He sleeps with him. He steals his pillows. He steals his blankets. He's just awesome. So he somehow got the gator licensed as an emotional support animal. And he said, listen, he's undergone radiation treatment for cancer. The alligators provided comfort. That's emotional support. People who, he says, people who see him are excited and happy to see him. He isn't concerned about the possibility of the alligator biting someone. He says he's the only, again, he emphasized, the only gator he's ever been around that refuses to bite. And he says, it's mind-boggling. It's just hard to believe. I don't know. I'm just thinking, right? I'm just thinking. So he hasn't done this. He's raised him. What are the odds? What are the odds that something just doesn't scare him, something doesn't happen? But listen, I mean, people are allowed to pet the gator, all this, all these other sort of things. Wow. I've seen the pictures. You know, I believe the guy. I believe the guy, his relationship with this gator. This is a big gator. I can't imagine feeling comfortable sleeping in the bed. Oh, he steals my pillow. It's just me. I'm just saying. Anybody listening to this, I'm open for comments about emotional support animals. Send them to me, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Wow. I mean, just insane, right? So because we don't really have a formal mailbag segment, I just have a little bit of an abbreviated one, a couple of comments, because every day the thing is just overflowing with comments about things. And there were some that were not all politically motivated, because every day we can go through that. And then things that you're dealing with in wherever you're from, and you're telling me about them. So I got this one from Thomas, and Thomas says, I don't know, Kate, maybe it's me, but everywhere I look, a lot of marijuana facilities are popping up. Medical marijuana, I'm on board with it. People are going to die. People are in pain. You know what? Let them smoke marijuana. But there was something I saw or read, I'm not sure, that talked about in this Gallup poll, and you may have the numbers, that more Americans are smoking pot than cigarettes. So is it very long before it just is a normal thing and you're just smelling the marijuana smells at ball games and at concerts and in schoolyards? Is this just going to be the new norm, do you think, in the future? Well, first of all, with the concert thing, you probably already can smell marijuana. It depends where. I mean, I've been a couple places. It's funny that you say that. I was at the beach the other day, and I thought, I think someone's smoking pot, but maybe it's medical marijuana, or maybe they're just smoking it. I don't know. But I know the Gallup poll that you're talking about, because that came out, I want to say that was like a month ago or a couple of weeks ago or whatever. And in the Gallup poll, they did show that marijuana use was higher among adults between 18 and 34. 30% say they smoke pot. 22% talked about marijuana edibles, and that the numbers for adults in both categories of were, you know, were lower with smoking. 35 to 54 years old and 55 and older. So it was just stuff they collected for a survey that talked about alcohol, cigarette, marijuana use, that kind of thing, and a record low, 11% of adults reported smoking cigarettes, with 3 in 10 non-smokers saying they used to smoke. So there's been this big drop in cigarette use, according to this poll, compared to, well, let's go back to the 50s, 45%, because people didn't have all the warnings. They weren't talking about it. They weren't talking about the high number of cancer deaths. So that has seeped in among people trying to quit or not starting, or I think that's my belief, because they believe it's very harmful, which makes sense now. Marijuana use is on the rise because there's a big fight for legalization. That's still happening. And there are places where it is legal. And remember, in the summertime, there was a push in the Senate to introduce legislation to decriminalize it at the federal level. And I think it's very, very slim chances that that would pass. But it's still floating around out there. It's the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act, because you had a bunch of senators that jumped on this, and they would remove marijuana from the list of federally controlled substances, but it still could be outlawed at the state level. So just so you know, since Thomas brought it up, recreational marijuana is legal in 19 states, Washington, D.C., and Guam. 37 states allow some form of medical marijuana. 6 states are voting on it. See that? November elections are voting on the ballot measure during the midterm elections, and if they pass, they join the 19 states. And even at the House passed a bill to legalize marijuana. They called it the MORE Act. But see, then it's up to the states too as to what they decide. Medical marijuana is one thing for some states, and then recreational is a whole other thing as to where that goes, right? And you get thoughts all over the board from when you talk to anyone in law enforcement. And we've done it. We've done it on the show many, 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 many times. So it's interesting. I'm glad in a way that you pointed that out, because it's funny. I was just thinking about that. What will happen with some of the places that get to vote on that in November. And then there was another one I got that I thought was interesting from someone who emails the show all the time, and I haven't actually used any of his emails in a while, because I mean every day he's emailing with some really great points. But Trent, I hear you, trust me, I'm reading your emails. And Trent says, do you think that after this post-COVID, or whatever the world is that we're living in now, will we full-on see offices reopen and more people go back to work? Because I'm a 30-something, and I got to tell you, most of my friends are still working from home, and they do all kinds of different things, except for one of my buddies who's a plumber, of course. He doesn't really go to the office, because he's out driving around and responding to calls, but there is an office. That's an interesting example, because I think it depends on what the person does. I mean, obviously, there anything with convenience or food or whatever, you're going to be there. But pure office jobs, I see a lot of office parks that are vacant. I mean, huge office parks. So I have to assume that they've abandoned ship and they're not going back to work. I think there are still a lot of people that are working from home. A lot of people, depending on what field they're in. And is, I don't know, is that good or bad? Because all those relationships you would normally have at the office, a lot different when you're not actually there together. You can always email me, by the way, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Segment I really, really have been enjoying, and I hope you have been too. I know I've gotten some emails in the past. It's called Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right, it's not foul that Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this show, is joining us now. Jeremy was just away. He went back home. How was your trip before we dive into it?
It was good. It was fun. Got to see family, went to a birthday party, got to do nothing, lay on the couch, sit in a hot tub.
That part is good. Got to do nothing. Oh, that sounds heavenly. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be responsible for anything. I can just chillax.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point of vacation.
That is the point of vacation. So I'm glad you got a chance to rest. When you were resting, did you drink any juice? Are you a big juice guy? Apple juice, orange juice, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I don't like sodas, and I drink a lot of tea, actually.
A lot of tea, like iced tea?
Yeah, like the Lipton teas you buy.
Oh, I like the Lipton teas, too. We went in a different direction, but I was going to say, you know, apple juice and orange juice especially are loaded with so many other things. I mean, is it fair or foul? Just eat the apple or the orange itself, or no, it doesn't matter that it has sugar in it. You're a juice person, and that's that.
When it comes to apple juice, I'd rather eat an apple. When it comes to orange juice, I'd rather eat an orange. But we already have issues with orange juices, you know. I like the orange in the orange juice, unlike you.
That's right. You like the pulp. Give me the pulp, please.
Yeah, negates the sugar, adds more orange.
Well, yeah, I think the thing about juice that's tricky, and we saw this with kids, is where I think it's foul, is you think you're getting, I think people get duped into thinking, oh, this is healthy, and they don't realize that not all juices are created equal, and some of them are floated, just flooded with sugar.
Yeah, those Nakeds, I like the Naked juices, they're really good, but
yes,
they have a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, so you just have to know that this isn't some pure thing that I'm drinking here, this has juice loaded on it, so I guess it's, I think it's foul if you have a kid and you're looking around and you think you're pumping something healthy in them. Just be careful. Just be careful you look at the sugar content.
Yeah, a lot of fruits, you know, have sugar in it already.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're getting that sugar on top of, you know, added sugars.
Exactly.
It's like someone gets the strawberry banana shake thinking it's good. You know, strawberries have a lot of sugar in them.
Right. And so what else is in that shake? I like it. That's, you're right. I love it when people say they had a power shake. And there are power shakes. There are things you can make that don't have a lot of things in them. But that's another area where people aren't looking at what else is being put in it. You know?
Yep.
Just because it says that, you got to look at it. Okay, so how about this? Memberships. When you... You know, all of a sudden, we live in the world of subscription. I don't blame the companies, because that's a way to really hook people in. But everything you do, you get pushed on memberships. Well, you know, you're going to get $15 off the car wash if you join our whatever membership. You go to the grocery store, you have to sign up for whatever their membership card is. It's free, but you have to sign up for it, give them your digits, do all that nonsense. Everything is about memberships. I think it's annoying. I get asked this question all the time about memberships.
I think it's foul because I get destroyed by memberships. Probably like $100 a month on just streaming memberships.
You know what? You're right. Streaming is the worst. Because if there's something you want to watch, it's like, well, you've got to join. Yep. You can't get it otherwise.
Got to join Amazon Prime TV.
Yes.
Got to join... you know, the YouTube free TV, you gotta go.
Yes.
On. Netflix and Hulu.
Yes.
And Disney Plus.
Yes. It's subscription based. I know all of you listening can relate to this. And you know what? If you're complaining about money, here's a good thing you do. You go on a subscription diet. You start writing down all the things that you have. And like you said, it adds up all of a sudden. It's like, that's $100. That's $120. Yeah. It's insane. And how much are you using it? And can you cancel some of those things? I mean,
Pandora.
Yeah, there's other things. Yeah, Canva. Oh, you got to make things for the website, whatever. Oh, it's only $20 a month. Well, then you add up all those things, and then it is just negative. It's crazy. I mean, and here's the other part of this. Because we're so busy, you're not paying attention to the things you're subscribing to, and sometimes you're still subscribed to things that you're not even using. You don't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go.
$100 a month on just streaming services.
You got to look at it, right?
Out automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. So, whoops. Where did that go? All right. So we both think that's foul. Absolutely foul. 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 It's like you have to hire someone just to go through all your expenses of what are the memberships that I should subscribe from. All right, how about this with neighbors? Which is the bigger nuisance, or is it tough tiddlywinks? That's where you live. Dogs barking constantly or music? Which do you think is more annoying?
Depends on the time of day, I would say, but probably dogs barking all the time. If they bark all the time, like just yeah. Constant.
Have you ever lived near anyone where you've had that?
I lived near someone that had a dog bark like half the time. Like every time they're outside, they're barking at everything. But when they're inside, they were fine. So, not really.
So that's good. I know people that have had, people that are dog lovers, that have had a neighbor where the guy would throw the dog outside constantly. Like that was the babysitter. I'd just throw him outside. And the dog would bark nonstop. And they would go over and say, we think you're a great neighbor, but we can't deal with this anymore. And he just wouldn't do anything. And finally, they had to call on the guy because it was insane. It was too much. And it caused such a big rift. It was terrible. And then I know other people that have dealt with the nuisance of, like, I love music, right? But they've dealt with the music that is turned up so high, the decibels are shaking your house.
Could be
next
a band,
door.
Too.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah, we have a band, and we're practicing, so too bad.
Yeah, we're practicing in the basement. Sorry that you hear it.
Sorry you can hear it next door. It just doesn't matter. You just have to deal with it. Speaking of dealing with it, and this kind of goes along with that membership thing that we were talking about, and I'm a tech person. I am a tech person, but there's times that I don't want to deal with technology. I need to, like, break from it. But that everything is on the phone now. So you want to go to the movies, you're really not so much. You can at some places go up and get a ticket at the last minute, but really you got to pre-order them, and they got to be on your phone. And even when you fly, yes, you can kind of print out a boarding pass, but it's a pain in the rear end to do it because they really prefer that you do everything on the phone. So now you got to constantly have your phone charged and open it up because they're going to swipe your phone. They're going to zap your phone.
I think that kind of reminds me that on the way here, they were talking about how this guy had tape footage of a flying saucer, and they joked about it because it was on his phone. You mean you're referring to digital footage as tape footage on your phone?
It's taped. Oh, I get it. You know, again, like I said, I like technology. I understand it. It can be easier. You know, even to go to a sporting event or concert, most of the time, in fact, concerts, really, there aren't hard tickets. I don't know that they even have them anymore. I'm going to say they don't because I've gone to a couple of concerts. I have tickets for Stevie Nicks concert, and there's no printed tickets. You have to have them on some sort of device, or you can't get in the gates. So you have to know how to do this. You have to have a phone.
I had an interview today. It was the first time I've ever done a virtual interview. I was like, I have to
sit
there.
So it was Zoom.
There's like four people in a big room, and I'm just on my laptop. Like, I've never done this before.
What was the? Were you conscious of your background?
No, I didn't really care.
Oh, that's funny. What's in the background? An old Grateful Dead poster. It looks like there's some marijuana wafting in from the other room. Someone smoking pot? What's happening? I hear dogs in the background. Yeah, that's the way interviews are done now.
Yeah, they don't have you come in. They do it all over digital.
I don't know if fair or foul. That can be iffy because sometimes you don't. How do you know if you come across well on video? Maybe you don't.
I just woke up.
You were probably fine because you couldn't think about it.
Yeah, probably answered some things wrong too because I was
I love it. Fair or foul. Jeremy, good to have you back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.